Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Atswarupa Dasa Goswami. Today we will be reading from Realizations. Pratyutosh Dasa was an expert sound technician, and from the time he first joined Krishna consciousness, he thought of traveling with Srila Prabhupada and recording his talks and lectures. In 1972, Pratyutosh went to see Srila Prabhupada at New Vrindavan and he brought his tape recorder. While there, he was asked to go to Prabhupada's cabin and record Srila Prabhupada reciting from the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Pratyutosh entered Prabhupada's room and began setting up his tape recorder. As he worked, Pratyutosh explained to Prabhupada his idea of traveling with him. Prabhupada put his head back and waited for a few seconds and finally told Pratyutosh it was a good proposal and that he would think about it. Srila Prabhupada then chanted several chapters of the Bhagavad Gita and Pratyutosh recorded him. After Prabhupada finished the reading, Pratyutosh again asked about traveling with him. Prabhupada then said it was very expensive to travel and that he already had many devotees traveling in his party. He said he did not think the temples could afford it. Pratyutosh had volunteered his services and Prabhupada rejected his proposal. Yet Pratyutosh felt completely satisfied. Srila Prabhupada had been pleased by his proposal and had given it serious consideration. Pratyutosh had never felt so wonderful after having a proposal rejected. Prabhupada is non-different from his books. I had the idea that an author and his books were separate. I tended to think an author had his literary life as well as his private life. But whether Prabhupada was alone in his room or with one or two people, he was always just speaking from his books, just as he did when lecturing in public. The book Bhagavata and the person Bhagavata are the same, and realizing this made me very much inspired to study the philosophy by Charu Dasa. Srila Prabhupada never wanted to be late for any preaching engagement. He used to say that Bhakti Vinoda Thakura would arrive at the train station hours early just so that he would not miss the train. Prabhupada himself always preferred to be early. Once in Japan, Srila Prabhupada had an appointment with the executives of the Dai Nippon Printing Company. He did not wish to be late, so he dressed quickly and then chanted his Gayatri while walking to the car. Although he was very strict about matters of sadhana, he was willing to forego certain rules in order to spread Krishna consciousness. Whatever Prabhupada did was great. He is the first person whose eating of dal and chapatis has made thousands of people all over the world eat dal and chapatis. Whatever a great man does, other people will follow. A lot of people eat dal and chapatis in India before Prabhupada, but it didn't make anybody else do it. By Tamala Krishna Goswami. Thank you. Hare Krishna.